And the U.S. is also in the middle of a political storm after the second fatal shooting of a U.S. citizen by federal agents in Minneapolis in 3 weeks. Tensions are flaring in the city as protesters brave the freezing cold to rally in support of Alex Preti. The 37-year-old ICU nurse was shot and killed during what appears to be a scuffle with officials on Saturday. The Department of Homeland Security says that Preti was shot after he approached officers with a gun.
Minnesota, make it clear!
A general strike will make them feel.
Protesters marching through the streets of Minneapolis on Sunday in anger over the killing, accusing Border Patrol agents of murder.
Are not helpers. They are not enforcing the law. They are causing chaos, and they are hurting people, and they need to go.
Let the names of Renee and Alex be a call to action. We demand our rights for freedom of religion, freedom of speech, a free press, our right to assemble, and no peace without justice.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz says that the fatal shooting is an inflection point for America, and he renewed his call for President Donald Trump to pull federal agents out from his state.
So my question is, what's the plan, Donald Trump? What is the plan? What do we need to do to get these federal agents out of our state? You thought fear, violence, and chaos is what you wanted from us, and you clearly underestimated the people of this state and nation.
Meantime, President Trump's doubled down in a post on Truth Social, saying Governor Walz and other Democratic governors and mayors should cooperate with his administration by turning over those who are found to be in the U.S. illegally instead of resisting and stoking the flames of division, chaos, and violence. Well, the Trump administration's also defended the shooting, despite videos and sworn witness testimonies that Alex Preti did not draw his firearm during the scuffle with officials. We have Mitch McCann again on whether it's likely President Trump will ease off on his immigration crackdown.
And I think there's going to be more criticism in the coming days as well. Look, I think Donald Trump is unlikely to pull agents out of Minneapolis at this stage. And that's for a couple of reasons. One being that we have to cast our minds back to the election of 2024. Donald Trump campaigned on immigration. That was one of his key campaign pledges, that he would reduce immigration around the country. And the possibility of pulling back agents from places like Minneapolis or anywhere else may seem to Donald Trump like it's a defeat and that he might get beaten. The other issue here is that Donald Trump and officials in the White House have been pulling their weight and backing or going behind and backing these agents that have been committing these shootings. They've been supporting them, and they are saying there was actually one official this morning that said the agents are the victims here as well, and that needs to be remembered. So I think it's unlikely that Donald Trump is going to pull these agents out. But on the other side of things, we have to remember that there's midterm elections coming in this November. Donald Trump will be very, very cautious that the polls are against him. It looks like the Republicans may lose the midterm elections, although we are so far away from that at the moment. But he's going to be campaigning very hard domestically, starting this week in Iowa, going around the country talking to voters, so he gives himself the best chance in the midterm elections. And we have to also remember that most of the country are against, if you look at the polling, are against the way that ICE has been carrying out these deportations. So Donald Trump, on the other hand, may be looking to make some changes there, but it remains to be seen in the coming days. But I think this is going to be very important for the president if he wants to win back any support from some of those voters he's lost.
And here's what we know about the ICU nurse who was shot. Alex Preti had no criminal record beyond traffic violations. Now, his family says he was already upset about President Trump's immigration crackdown and joined protests after the death of Renee Good. She was shot and killed by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officer in Minneapolis more than 2 weeks ago. And since then, Minnesota is quickly becoming the center of massive political unrest. Days before the shooting, though, conflict was already brewing between President Trump and Minnesota's Democratic Governor Tim Walz. Now, the White House was zeroing in on allegations of fraud within the state, which Mr. Walz has criticized as part of, quote, Trump's long game. On top of that, the city of Minneapolis has become a focal point for the crackdown on both legal and undocumented immigrants in the area. The Department of Homeland Security, or DHS, has deployed up to 3,000 federal agents and officers there, with reports of them arresting people at bus stops and morning commutes, at the grocery stores and outside churches. Now, in response, residents not only began protesting, they also threw themselves into tracking federal agents, as well as documenting the presence of ICE agents with their smartphones. Now, these confrontations often escalated, stoking further tensions with the immigration officers.